I, of course, don't know whether this accusation is true for you personally or not, but I do know that this accusation I'm about to make is true for many individuals who are listening to this meditation at this moment. The accusation is that you are probably not listening to your body and have never been listening to your body since you were young. Now, how do I know this? I know this because when I talk with people, that's what they tell me. They tell me, yeah, I know my body was trying to say something 20, 30 years ago, and they're very specific. They tell me what it is that was happening 20 or 30 years ago. People tell me, yeah, I know this was coming on a long time, and finally it got to be where it was really just out of hand. Yet I had things to do. I had a job. I had challenges that I needed to meet, and I did meet them. I forced my way through. By hook or crook, I made it happen. I gutted it up. I did it. Those are the stories that I hear from person after person after person. Well, they did it. They were successful. And I can assure you, many of the individuals who are listening to me talk now have been extremely successful in their lives and in their careers. The cost, as it turns out, is when we don't listen to our bodies rebel, just like children. Our bodies don't like the fact that we are not paying attention, and they begin to send us stronger and stronger signals that it is time, it is high time, that we began to listen to what the body is telling us. The body needs something it is not getting. We need to listen, and when we do, the body will stop screaming at us, listen to me, through the symptoms that we are currently experiencing. So the solution, as it turns out, is connect, listen, respond. Those symptoms will be relieved. You've been listening to Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery.